Let's turn now to food here on KNKX, and there's a lot to talk about. Our food commentator Nancy Leeson explains just how easy it is to make your own tortillas. 88.5's Dick Stein tells why ketchup is like your mom and steak sauce is like his glamorous Aunt Charlotte. He also lists the alarming ingredients of something called McWhorter's Original Condiment on Food for Thought.
Wait a second, Nance. You say you made your own homemade what over the weekend?
Corn tortillas.
Why? There's tortillas available in every store everywhere. Good ones, too.
In the store that I shop in, there's an aisle of tortillas. If you think I'm kidding?
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
The reason I did it was because I can, because it's fun, and it was easy.
And how do they compare with the ones that you could just buy in the store?
They were better. I've had this book for 4 or 5 years now called Tacos, Tortas, and Tamales, but I'd never before used the corn tortilla recipe. It's so easy. All you do is buy a metric ton of masa harina for $2.50, add water and salt, and make a soft dough. The recipe suggests that you use a thin plastic grocery store bag and cut a round out, but I just cut a couple of squares out of a quart-sized Ziploc bag. You take a little ball of dough, press it between the two pieces of plastic, lay it down on the tortilla press, use the lever to press it once, open the press, twirl the plastic 180 degrees, press it a second time, and you have a perfect tortilla, which you then heat on the griddle. That's all there is to it.
And you really found them that much better than store-bought?
I thought they were fresher, far more delicious, and so did my friends who were helping me eat them and make them. We had a blast.
Okay. I like to make stuff from scratch that you can buy, but, you know, there's some stuff that I just can't be bothered making, mainly because I don't think I can do better than store-bought. One example would be ketchup. I don't think I can make ketchup at home that will be appreciably better than Heinz. However, one thing I did try making once was Molly Stevens' steak sauce from her excellent All About Roasting. Because unlike ketchup, which is just your mom, steak sauce is...
Wait a second. Did you just say the ketchup was like your mom?
Ketchup was like your mom. It's every day. It's great if you love it. But it's the same old, same old. Unlike steak sauce, which is mysterious, like your glamorous Aunt Charlotte, who only visits once every decade and smells like exotic perfume and French cigarettes. Anyway, I made the Molly Stevens steak sauce once, and it was really good. It was really fun to make. It had grapefruit peel and orange peel and gin. So it actually would make a pretty good cocktail. But what I really want to try making at home is McWhorter's Original Condiment.
I have absolutely no idea what that is.
It's from a wonderful novel called The Diamond Age, or The Young Lady's Illustrated Primer, by Neal Stephenson. And much as I would love to try making this at home, I don't think I can get all the ingredients.
Like what?
Well, I happen to have the full ingredient list here with me. Would you like to hear it, Nancy?
Sure. Hit it, Stein.
Water, blackstrap molasses, imported habanero peppers, salt, garlic, ginger, tomato puree, axle grease, real hickory smoke, snuff, butts of clove cigarettes, Guinness stout fermentation dregs, uranium mill tailings, muffler cores, monosodium glutamate, nitrates, nitrites, neutrotes, and nitrutes, neutrites, natrotes, powdered pork nose hairs, dynamite, activated charcoal, match heads, used pipe cleaners, tar, nicotine, single malt whiskey, smoked beef lymph nodes, autumn leaves,
ew,
red fuming nitric acid, bituminous coal, fallout, printer's ink, laundry starch, drain cleaner, blue chrysotile asbestos, carrageenan, BHA, BHT, and natural flavorings.
Stein, you need to stick to corn tortillas.
With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Finely ground.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
The secret ingredient.
Stein.
You can find a tortilla recipe and a video of Nancy and her friends making them at our website, knkx.org.